Hey guys, I'm Ricardo Powell. Welcome to the 124 Not Out podcast, and I'm joined by my co-host in life, Baja Powell, aka the legend agent. How you doing, Queen?
It's all good over here, King. It's all good. I'm hyped today. But before we get into it, I want to remind everyone that the 124 Not Out cricket podcast is available on TikTok, IG, Facebook, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at 124 Not Out, and we can be seen on all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, 124notout.com, BashaTV.com,
everywhere.
We're global. We're global. So, what are we talking about today? Hello, let's go.
Well, you know, one of the biggest topics that is coming up in the Americas right now with the T20 World Cup coming up, it's India versus Pakistan.
Oh my God, big match.
It's considered the biggest game of the T20 World
Cup. As far as I'm concerned, it's the final.
And we don't know what the final is going to be. So, I mean,
that's the final.
and with a game like this, who better to invite on this platform to talk about it?
Than
the man himself out of England. He has played over 50 test matches, over 20-something ODIs. The man himself, Monty Panesar.
The legend, Monty! Welcome!
Hey, Monty!
Hey, how's it going, everyone? So happy to be here and
how is
really
the weather
excited to be on your podcast.
Oh my God, it's so good to have you, legend. How's the weather in London, England?
Oh, it's warming up. I played my first club cricket match last week. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I was freezing my nuts off. It was about 4 degrees. And the captain didn't even let us wear any, any headgear. So we weren't even allowed to wear our scarves or anything like that.
Why? Well, is that a rule or something?
Yeah, it's a rule in the league. So I was absolutely freezing. And only thing I had was hand warmers in my trousers. So
you had your scarf on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know the nice woolly hat that you wear and it keeps your head nice and warm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We weren't allowed to wear it, so
that's a new rule or something.
Freezing.
That's a new rule.
It's a new rule in that league. So I'm playing in the East Anglia Premier League.
I see that. You have to get back in the whole legend setup now, where you have to get fit and get active.
So
you're back at the club cricket.
So I'm ready to go whenever these leagues are happening. You know, I'm ready to pounce.
Monty, I've been seeing you on Instagram, a fitness guru and so on, and keeping the body tight and right. Looking good, buddy. Looking good.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Love it. So Monty.
I have a bone to pick with Monty.
Yeah, you have a bone to pick with Monty.
Because I've been friends with Monty for a minute, and I didn't know that Monty Panesar was not your real name. I saw this recently on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. My real name's Madhusudan, but everyone has a nickname, right?
No.
In cricket.
No. Two, three names.
Yeah, exactly. So my real name's Madhusudan, but that's difficult to pronounce. So I just said Monty as my nickname. So everyone knows me by Monty, right?
Imagine all of your records, everything, all this time, everything is a Monty Panesar. When you're even commentating and everything is Monty Panesar.
Yeah, that's not my real name. It's like Viv. No. Everyone calls him Viv, but not Vivian.
Yeah. I think Monty Panesar is the name to go with, regardless, because nobody will know that other name.
Who is that?
I know. Everyone knows me by Monty Panesar. And in 2006, a lot of pets were named after me. There was a lot of Monty dogs and cats.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Monty. I'll hand you over to the cricket experts, the other cricket experts in this panel.
So Monty, I mean, you know the T20 World Cup is coming up in the US and the Caribbean this June, and we are fortunate enough to have the biggest game in the World Cup in America, in New York, India versus Pakistan. What is your take on that game? The biggest game of the World Cup being played in America, in New York, for the first time.
Yeah, look, it's massive. You know, like we've heard some of the NBA stars, some of the NFL stars saying there's a bigger game out there than our game, you know?
Correct.
And it's India versus Pakistan, where you have over 1 billion people tuning in. So it's massive. You know, you can see how big NBA is, NFL is. And some of their great superstars are saying, you know, India-Pakistan cricket game is the biggest sporting event on this planet. So, and in America for the first time. It's going to be unbelievable.
Listen, New York has not, JFK has not seen such traffic, in their entire life. I mean, I hope the mayor of New York is ready for what is going to be unleashed.
Yeah,
Manhattan and the city and surrounding.
When you think about a Super Bowl game where over 300 million people and it's America is on shutdown, can you imagine?
Imagine
the workforce in America on that particular day, where India playing Pakistan in New York, America will be on go slow or almost on.
Well, New York, I mean, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look,
you're right.
I mean. How many people we gonna be able to host in that stadium? I mean, I don't know if we can host 30,000 people in that stadium. So that is just a drop in the bucket for New York. Yeah, look, so
No, you're right. You're right. Like when we had the game in Manchester, right? Mm-hmm. They said people were paying up to £5,000 per ticket, and they could have had 100,000 stadium, and it would have filled it all up. There were people paying big money just to watch the game. Yeah. And I really hope it's like that. I hope it is like a Super Bowl final event. We see the big A-list celebrities turning up. We may even see Donald Trump campaigning for his election. Wiley's celebrate Virat Kohli. You know how he pronounced it when he went to India, right?
Well, he did not pronounce his name properly.
Exactly.
Kohli.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I hope we do see, like, you know, big A-list people there, because that will just raise it even more. You know, the whole you know, I hope The Rock turns up, Dwayne Johnson. I want him to turn up. I'm his biggest fan. I love his fitness videos. There's only one guy I wanted to turn up, The Rock. And Kim Kardashian as well.
We've got to see the
QK. QK,
sorry, Batka.
The real queen is Kim, not you.
You're
aspiring to be like her.
No, she's aspiring to be like me. Look at these lips and this bum.
But I think what Monty is saying is key. I think if we can get the stars out to be at this game, then cricket will be on a different level in America and for the world.
Things are about to change.
Yeah.
Something to regarding this, because Ricardo Powell, who for many years was the chairman of selectors for USA Cricket, and I remember him saying in the Caribbean interview, and people wanted to murder him, that, you know, y'all just be careful, USA is taking over cricket, and everybody was just being dismissive and like, yo, come on, you lose your mind there, Powell. But look, let me tell you something, the West Indies would be very lucky if they see another India-Pakistan game after this. This is what they always wanted.
But it's not only that. I mean, all the first round games that India is playing and Pakistan is playing is being played here in the US. I mean, the tickets are so loud. I mean,
hi, Felicia. That's my point.
The West Indies must be really concerned.
I would be concerned.
What is the reaction between, you know, West Indies and the cricket going more towards America? The bigger games are in America than West Indies,
if you look at it, I mean,
India, Pakistan, and New York, for example, you know, that's one of the biggest games in America, not in the West Indies.
Yeah, I mean, they must be disappointed. I mean, at the end of the day, as I said, all the games, not only that big game, but if every single game that India plays in the first round and Pakistan plays is in the US,
it tells you about ICC.
It tells you everything. As a Jamaican, for me, I mean, at the end of the day, Jamaica is getting no game for the World Cup. So that's a sore point for me as well. So at the end of the day, I spoke about it many years ago that cricket in the USA is going to take over the West Indies if they don't do something drastically. And it's obvious. Yeah. I mean, the average cost of a ticket in the Caribbean to watch maybe a World Cup game is going to be, what, 30, 40, 50 US? I mean, an average ticket in New York for the India-Pakistan game is a minimum of, I think, $600. I mean, it comes with a lot of things because it's a Super Bowl style. So obviously you're going to get more for it. But I mean, what is ICC going to do? Have more games here.
As the saying goes.
Oh, yeah.
Follow the money.
it's like the Premier League games. You know, we saw Arsenal Tottenham yesterday, big game. Then we have the big Sunday where, you know, United plays City or Liverpool play United. And it's the same thing, you know, cricket, big games have to go high value because then that's what creates you know, the big market. So we've got to have it in, we've got to have all the India Pakistan games in America because we want to enter the American market, right? Cricket wants to enter
America. Where it's at. This is where it's at. I'm so happy for my cricketers. Yeah.
And I'm sure they're going to need to recoup some of the money for that.
No, no, you're only happy for the cricketers who are on your agency.
No, right? Monty, how can
Come on, tell me the truth.
Monty, why are you
You tell me the truth, man. I know you're true.
Why are you coming for me today, Monty? I wanted to sign you years ago. You said no, and you're still on this podcast. You know how it is. No. We do it for the game. It's all about it being beneficial to all the cricketers internationally. I mean, this is big. This is, cricketers were always meant to be right there. This is it. This is where commercial rights reside.
Yeah.
But my next question for you two now, you're the two cricket experts. You know, I'm just a wannabe agent. You know, I don't know anything about the game, they think. But any predictions on who will win this match? Monty, you first.
Yeah, it's a good one, really. It depends on how the pitch plays in New York. So you can't, like, predict it. Like, if it's a flat wicket, which I don't think it... I think it'll be more how West Indies wickets play. Mm-hmm. And I was in Miami for the T10 US Masters, and when we saw how the wickets were there, like, they're flat, skiddy sort of wickets, bit of pace on it. Early on, you know, with a new ball, I think the Pakistani bowlers will be quite effective. But then after that, you know, Indian batting lineup is strong, and they're playing in the IPL right now. Obviously, Pakistan are playing in New Zealand, so it's difficult to call. But I think you know, if they don't pick up wickets with a new ball, Pakistan bowlers, then I think India will be more favourites to win the game.
Yeah. So answer the question, Monty. Who you want to win the game? As an answer, I want out to you, Monty.
Look, I think my heart says India, and my head says India. Yeah, so I think India win it.
Okay. I'm not surprised. Ricardo Powell, who do you think will win the game?
I think it's going to be a very interesting game. I think, unlike Monty, for me, I mean, it's a new surface. It's a drop-in wicket. It's new to the Americas. I'm not even sure if they're going to have a practice game or anything on the wicket before the first game they play there. So it will be very interesting. As Monty described earlier, I mean, India definitely has a much stronger batting lineup. So the toss is going to play a very crucial role in terms of whoever wins the toss might want to bowl first. And if, for any reason, Pakistan wins and put India in and get some early wicket, they can definitely set them back and then get a better sight in terms of to see what the wicket is playing and how they can approach the innings. But the records have shown that India has pretty much been dominant over Pakistan in most of these limited over games. So yes, I would go with India, but just to be controversial, I'm going to go with Pakistan because of the fact that it's a new wicket and the toss is going to play a major role, and it's just going to be a level playing field for both teams.
Well, you know, as someone I love dearly taught me this game a long time ago, you see, and one of the things he said to me as I was a student of this game, I've been a student of this game for 24 years.
Come tell us, Baja. Tell us.
Right, tell us. I believe that this game they call cricket, the game is very unpredictable. It's a batter, there's a ball, right? And it comes down to the day. You know, if we can go back into our recent past with the great India, who lost not one match in the World Cup, and the match that mattered, which is the match at the end against Australia, a team that has the habit of winning finals. Big difference. I was taught by the best. I have to say that in this game called cricket, anything can happen, because let's not forget that it's a new wicket for everybody.
Come on, Baji, you're making this painful for both of us. Come on, tell us.
It's a new wicket. The breeze is blowing differently in New York, right? I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever played a game in New York, right? Yeah. New York is different, you know, the vibe is different, right? I just feel that the Pakistanis could do something special on that day with the bowling. Because, and listen, I don't want my Indian friends, especially my friends from Delhi, to come for me. My heart belongs to Delhi. Let's be very clear. My heart belongs to Delhi. However, I don't know that I can put my money on India in a brand new stadium on a brand new pitch. Anything can happen on the day. I cannot choose a team. The game is called cricket.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a betting woman,
it's a level playing field.
It's a level playing field. If I was a betting woman and I was addicted to gambling, I would just bet on Pakistan just because.
Well. Well, I guess that's going to lead us into the next segment.
Okay. That segment is.
It's going to be.
International versus franchise. Let's talk about that.
Wow.
I'm excited to talk about that with the both of y'all. You know why? Because you guys come from, I don't want to make y'all sound, I don't want to age you guys, but you guys came from a period of time. I wouldn't say from an era.
You cannot buy experience, so you can. You can just call it as you may.
Okay. You guys are so well experienced in playing international cricket, but mm-hmm. I think you'd agree that you both were. Some people, especially in the case of Ricardo Powell, many people have said that you've missed out on IPL based on your batting style and your flamboyance and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how Monty feels about his own career, but I think I want to start with Monty and say, hey, Monty, do you think that, having played 50 test matches for England and over 20 odd one days and other T20 matches and so on, given the opportunity to go back, and if you were to be given a choice, just say we had that moment in time and you should be given a choice between playing international or franchise, like today's cricketers, what would be your choice? What would you choose? Would you choose to go the same part of international and play for England? Or would you choose to go the part of franchise and play IPL, etc.? Be honest.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good question. And I think it depends which country you're from. So like in England, we see test matches, fully packed out until the fourth, fifth day, international one day is T20 cricket. So a lot of the players in England right now would say, I want to play for England first. And then when you do really well for England, what ends up happening is the franchise leagues around the world do look at the England players who are playing and the ones who are doing really well. And then you end up, the agents end up speaking to the other sort of franchise leagues, and once you start getting into one franchise league and doing really well, mm-hmm. then suddenly you can go from like the Pakistan Super League into the IPL, into the Bangladesh Cricket League, and then Big Bash is available. Mm-hmm. But I think the stepping stone is doing well at international level, because suddenly if you're a cricketer from England, India, or Australia, like they say the big three, and you mm-hmm. do really well, you actually your market value goes up. You saw the likes of Sam Curran, he was like one of the most highest played players. You look at Pat Cummins, Mitchell Starc, they had a great World Cup, and suddenly, their value went through the roof, they're like 2 million plus. So I think depends from, if I'm from England, I'll probably want to, do well in the ODIs, T20 games. And then I know my value will go up. But if I'm from, let's say the West Indies, Sri Lanka, even like Bangladesh, or even South Africa as well, I think a lot of the players use, let's say, SA20 as a platform to do really well in their local domestic tournament. Mm-hmm. And then that would allow to go into the IPL. And same with the West Indies. They see playing T20 cricket and hitting a few sixes CPL. To become a quick, quick millionaire, CPL or even international cricket for West Indies. And suddenly you do really well in one of these games, you get picked up in the IPL straight away. We see so many of the West Indies cricketers.
Yeah, Karan Pollard is the best example of that. He didn't really play a lot of international or any. He went straight to the IPL.
Yeah, we got like Powell, who's a fantastic striker of ball, and then Shepherd from Mumbai Indians. Yeah. The other day, Jesus, look at the strike rate. over 300.
Yeah.
So West Indian cricketers have that reputation where six or seven is the most valuable position in T20 cricket, where you're a 10 ball batsman, really. In 10 balls, strike me 40 runs. I would have a West Indian batsman any time of the day. Nicholas Puran, Hitmire, Shepherd, Powell. I would just say, guys, we got three overs left. go out and just whack it and get us 40.
And I want to ask,
Indian batsmen are renowned for that.
And we want to ask one of them, who is on our panel right now, who is known for being at number six and so on, to give us a quick 30 off.
He got 100. He got 100 as well. Let's talk about his 100.
Did you see that? They're doing India the other day. I'm like, oh my God. But no, Ricardo Powell, how would you do it? I mean, based on what Monty just described, he described you and the likes of cricketers like yourself at the end. And I take his point about himself doing more of the one days with England and so on and getting in. But he's saying that the West Indian cricketers and Sri Lankans and others basically get through the back door with franchise to get to that level now. That's the trend now. And you were certainly that kind of cricketer. Would you do anything differently? Would you trade that 109 international one days and say, given the opportunity again, go the route of the CPLs, the franchise, etc.?
No, I think when you look at it, I mean, overall, I see international experience as something that is long-lived. I see having a career in international cricket and building that reputation as a good international cricketer goes a longer way than just coming through the back door of franchise cricket to play the IPL and the CPL. I think these guys sometimes end up being like one-hit wonders, where it is that you have a good CPL or you have a good Big Bash and you go to IPL, and sometimes you don't even play right away. You sit on the bench for a couple games and you get in, and you have maybe a okay season, and then you're not drafted next year. But the guys who are playing international cricket and stay playing international cricket, they're more marketable, and sometimes the longer they stay out, as I said, as Monty mentioned early, like Mitch Stark, where he came in after 10 years being out of IPL and attracted one of the biggest budget for the 2024 season. So guys who know their talent, who can bat themselves and really understand that if I do well for my country consistently, then any franchise is going to want me. So if I had the choice to do it all over again, I still would want to play for West Indies in the ODIs and not test so much, because I was never keen on test cricket. If I was around a T20, I would still want to play a T20 international, because that kind of experience is something that you cannot buy, and you will need it when you go to the franchise level for sure, because you're playing against the best in the world. So if you don't have that experience, then you're going to suffer when you go to the IPLs and the Big Bash and the PSL, because you're competing against the best in the world, not just your CPL or your Big Bash local players from your country. So that international experience is always needed. And I would back that any day and have that experience to go into franchise cricket. So I wouldn't change what I have for the world.
Okay. You heard it here first, guys. Monty, do you agree?
I do. I agree with Ricardo. Like, I think, you know, when we look at the governance of, you know, West Indies cricket, you know, when I'm looking at some of the highlights, you know, here in England and listening to, you know, Michael Holding and the way, you know, I remember when he bowled that vicious spell, even in England, you know, that sort of West Indian cricket, it was so good to see when they won the test match in Australia. It reminded us of actually what West Indies cricket's about. And I really hope that they can sort out their structure or their governance, where players actually feel, you know what, we are well looked after. You know, I saw Andre Russell continuously say, I thank so much for KKR look aftering me. Because without their help and the way they look after me, I wouldn't be so well, you know, well off and you know, very rich.
Monty, we're going to have to invite you back to talk about that.
Yeah, and I really hope that West Indies can...
Yeah,
I know it's a completely different topic, but we owe a lot to West Indies cricketers to where T20 is right now.
Correct.
Right?
Thank you for saying that.
Chris Gayle made T20 cricket. Chris Gayle put IPL on the map. Let's not forget
The
universe boss. Boom!
Exactly. With over, you know, 20 T20 internationals. 100. He's got over 20. You know, the next one coming is probably Josh Butler now. He's probably giving us glimpses of what Chris Gayle did. But
agreed.
If Chris Gayle was in England, he would have been very, you know, the board would have looked after him very much. And I hope the West Indies board can get their act together and think, guys, if we don't get our governance structure right, we could potentially be a second tier to America.
Wow.
You know, all the cricket could go to America, and people say, now we don't really want to play in the West Indies. We want to play in America. all the big games, the big names.
Dropping some facts.
And that could happen, yeah, in the future. That could happen to West Indies cricket, which would be a real shame.
It is happening already. I mean, when it comes to the first class season ends like within 2.5 months, and all the guys from the West Indies, they look to come to America to play club cricket and tournaments here in America, because one, the club cricket that they play here or the tournaments that they play here, they probably earn way more than they would play playing first class cricket or playing for the season there. So the shift has started already, and it's just a matter of time. So you said,
gentlemen, this is a topic for another show. We're strained. Yeah. We're onto something good, and I'm glad that Monty Panessa is the one that raised this topic, because he'll be back to talk about it. Because if Ricardo Powell and Basha Powell talks about the West Indies like this, they'll say, we say. I want to be clear. Monty Panessa said.
No, they say.
They say. No, because it's a serious thing, but we do not want to stray, because we have some fans who have some questions for Monty Panessa, because they heard that he was passing through today, and we're moving into our new segment, asking for a fan. I'm not the one asking this question. We want to hear from Humila Das. She has a question.
I am Humila Das, and I stay in Mumbai. Do you believe in love marriage or arranged marriage?
Maybe she's asking for a friend.
It's a great question, actually, because culturally, 20 years ago, people would go for arranged marriages because they'll just believe in their parents, you know, to actually get them the right person, and that's it. They don't have to think about it. But then now we see after 20 years of marriages, people are getting divorced. In their 50s, you know, and now a lot of people say, go and just find your own, whoever it is, you know, so we're not responsible for.
So what do you prefer, Monty? Do not evade the question.
I think what I would probably prefer is love marriage, because I think then I'm responsible, whoever I choose, whoever I want to be with. And then the family also, they prefer I do get a love marriage, because then if the responsibility is not on them, if it goes all tits up, right? And then suddenly I'm like, geez, the first innings is gone, and the second innings as well. And I don't blame the parents, right? The parents don't get blamed from that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought, sorry, I just want to be Hugh Hefner, right? Just live a Hugh Hefner life.
You leave Chris Gayle out of this, Monty. Speak for yourself.
Hello. Now, I speak for myself. So I think everyone in life needs a soul partner, need a companion, need someone that, you know, you can share your emotions with, you can be mentally, whatever, bounce ideas with, share life experiences, whatever there is, right? Everyone needs that in life. You can't say, you know, every human does need that. So I'll probably, prefer love marriage. And if I find the right person, then great, you know, because in the end, whatever successful marriage it is, successful relationship, I'm responsible and accountable for it. No family is blaming for it. You know, if it goes well, great, we're happy. If it doesn't go well, they'll just say, well, it's your fault. You're the one who used it. So then they don't take the blame.
How about you, Ricardo Powell? I mean, the question really wasn't for you, but I'm interested to hear what the West Indian has to say. Arranged marriage or love marriage?
I'm from Jamaica. I know nothing about arranged marriage. So I'm straight love marriage.
Straight love marriage.
Even though somebody have to arrange it for you. Sometimes a friend set you up with somebody, vice versa. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I agree with Monty. I think it's straight love. You make your own decision. You make your own mistake, or you make your future right. I think everything is up to you at the end of the day.
I mean, I think all marriages are arranged. Some are arranged by God, destiny, you collide, and some are arranged by your parents, right? So, you know, sometimes, as you say, a friend might arrange it for you. I believe that all marriages are arranged. So if love is arranged for you by your parents, a friend, or God, nothing is wrong with that.
But love was arranged parents, for you.
If love was arranged for you, love was arranged for you with me, right? But if love was not arranged, like if your parents bring this person and you say, hey, mom and dad, I don't like this person, fox and I'm flying, and they force you to marry this person, I think something is very wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody wants to find love in life, right?
Yeah.
And the best form of, you know, love that you can find is through a relationship. If you've got the right companion, then it's, you know, you're going to feel like life is heaven. But if you've got the wrong companion and you're always, you know, stressed or whatever, and then you end up, you know, moving apart, then life isn't so beautiful. So I think everyone deserves in life to have that one life partner, you know, and you can become then a very strong couple. And we've seen, like, you know, even in A-list celebs, like you put like Beyonce, for example, right? She's such a Beyonce and Jay-Z, like they're such a, you know, powerful couple. You look at David Beckham, you know, Victoria, they, you know, they stick together. There's a few other very powerful couples, but generally it's not about the status outside. It's more about if you're rich within, externally, it doesn't matter. If people love each other
that's
and they're
why
happy
I'm not
within
sure
the
you
side.
Can, you can
yeah,
list people
that's
like
the
Beyonce
most important
and
thing.
Monty,
yeah.
I don't think you can list people like Beyonce and Victoria. We don't know what's happening behind those big walls. We have no idea. I think you need to look at regular people who sometimes they have money, sometimes they don't, and their marriages are still going. We don't know what's happening behind those walls. That's a
yeah, and you know, sometimes it's just sharing life experiences with each other, building that, you know, massive portfolio of spending time together, but helping each other, which, you know, as a man and a woman, or, you know, even if you're like another couple as well, you know, LGBT plus as well, it's just finding that peace and happiness, you know, in your life, which, you know, you're supposed to. Everyone, I think, you know, has deserves and should, you know, find love in their life.
Okay. So, Miss, that's the answer to your question. Monty Panessa prefers the love marriage. You have a next fan who wants who have a question for you. Let's go.
Hi, my name is Shayo and I am from Delhi. What is the name of your favorite cricket stadium in India?
Well, it's a really good question because I've played, I think the most iconic stadium is Eden Gardens, in my opinion. Mm. Rich history. When we were younger, we were 100,000, you know, people in a cricket stadium. You know, I remember the 96 World Cup, India versus Sri Lanka, and the game got called off. It was your boy, Clive Lloyd, match referee, called it off as well. He goes, nah, you know, the fans were throwing stuff. Sri Lanka
went to
the final.
Monty has attention for the West Indians today, boy. Go ahead.
Exactly. But for me, I think when we won in Mumbai, you know, and then we won the Test Series, first time in 27 years, probably Mumbai, you know, I really love playing there as well. You know, I love international cities. I live in London. Mumbai probably came the closest city to an international city in India. So, yeah, Mumbai is my favourite, you know, Wankhede Stadium, my favourite stadium.
Okay. So, Ricardo Paul, which is your favourite cricket stadium in India?
It has to be Wankhede. I think it's just a special atmosphere in Mumbai. I mean, the crowd, you feel like you're with the crowd. I mean, everybody's so close. Everything is right there. And for a batsman, it's a batsman paradise when you're playing ODI cricket. I don't know, Monty and they would have played Test cricket, I'm sure, on the third, fourth day when you start hitting that rough. It's going to be a bowler's paradise. But for IPL and T20 cricket, I mean, it's a batting paradise. The boundaries are not so far, so you clear the boundaries pretty easily, but it's just a wonderful atmosphere to be in.
Okay, so as a fan, I get to say which is my favorite. Yeah. Lords, hands down. Lords, London, England, my favorite. Just to be there, not to experience cricket, West Indies, hands down. I remember being in Lords.
You have watched a couple of games in India. And but what's your favorite cricket ground in India?
Dehradun, where you made 100.
Dehradun.
Actually, it's interesting you talk about Lords. Last week I was at Lords and they celebrated, you know, Vaisakhi, which is like the, you know, the birth of Khalsa, a Sikh, you know, celebration.
Yes.
Like it's like a new year. Well, I'm not supposedly saying it, but in a you know, best way to describe it. Mm-hmm. So even England in the ECB, they are trying to now promote, you know, diversity, inclusivity.
Excellent.
The ECB itself has an inclusive, diverse, you know, department as well. So they got Diwali, they celebrated Eid the other day. They got
amazing.
You know, Vaisakhi.
I think because you have that prime minister, that new prime minister in England, maybe that's why. That billionaire prime minister. That I have
Rishi Sunak.
Yeah, he's a billionaire, is he?
Oh, he's close to it. 800 million he's worth.
Does he have any daughters?
He got some young daughters, 13-year-old.
Yeah, I can wait.
You got a son who's 18.
You just gave my son a Pakistani age. He's 20, but we'll take 18.
Right? Don't worry. I know your son. He's ready for Rishi's daughter in 10 years' time.
Yeah, we're cooking up for me then, Monty. I know you can do it. Cook it up. You need to get some of that Rishi money. Okay.
I've got that arranged marriage sorted out.
Yes. We'll arrange love for him.
Yeah.
Love was arranged for him.
All right. So, guys, we're almost running out of time, but it doesn't matter here. When you have Monty Panesa in the building, it's like you can go on talking forever. But there's a really great segment that I designed specifically for Monty Panesa, and that's called "That's What's Up," because I know Monty is a guy he likes to get things off his chest. I mean, he's been getting some stuff off his chest with the West Indies cricket board and other things. So maybe we don't even need the segments anymore because he's really had a chance to tell us what's on his mind. But that's what's up. But I wanted to talk specifically about a few things, and then I'll let you guys give me your thoughts on it and anything else that Monty wants to discuss in this segment. But many people were surprised that ICC chose Usain Bolt, the great, let's not forget, the legend himself, the Olympic legend, Usain Bolt, as the ambassador of Cricket World Cup. And of course, I'm not here to ask why Usain Bolt, because we already know that the man is the great Usain Bolt. Mm-hmm. I think people's questions would be like, okay, we also have other legends in the form of Courtney Walsh, Brian Lara, Chris Gayle, Sir Vivian Richards, and the list goes on. Desmond Haynes. Why go for an Olympic legend as an ambassador for T20 World Cup in the US and the Caribbean? Monty, what are your thoughts on this selection?
Yeah, look, I think what the ICC are trying to do is expand the game, and they feel that Usain Bolt has a wider pool of fans compared to maybe, you know, the ideal candidate there would have been Chris Gayle, right? Because he's universe boss and, you know, he has a big following as well. But I think with Usain Bolt, he's been in the Olympics. He's probably got a wider reach in America. So there'll be people who's like, wow, what's this, baseball or cricket? But there's a guy called Usain Bolt. You know, he's an ambassador. So let's tune in. Let's what's going on. So I think from that perspective, because they want the game to be big in America, I think Usain Bolt is probably a bigger reach in America than maybe Universe Boss.
Because of
the Olympics being correct, you know, massive in America.
I just want to add that Chris was also chosen as an ambassador for the World Cup. I just don't know why it wasn't announced that way, but as his agent, I can tell you that he's been one of the main faces. You remember he handed over the trophy in New York, and we have some other things coming up. So he was chosen as well, but Usain was announced. So that's interesting.
Yeah, so this is a prime example, like where, like you said to me, he was announced and I saw the picture as well.
Yeah.
And you kind of felt that Usain is the front man
for
the tournament. Yeah. And which is a good, I think is a good thing. I think, you know, you're trying to spread the game and go wider.
Right. I get you.
But I probably would have had Universe Boss as the front man. You know,
because he's your friend.
Nice. You could say he's my friend, but you look at his numbers, man, in T20 cricket. You know, no one beats those numbers, man. That 170 odd score of 66 balls, you know, for RCB in the IPL. No one's gonna, you know, beat that for a long time. So I honestly think that, you know, you said Chris Gayle probably would have been much more supported by the West Indies, you know, and you know, in America. We see him at the Formula One tournaments in in Miami. So he's reaching out there.
In Monaco as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, he is like branching out to different areas.
He was even at the Super Bowl as well.
Exactly. So I think Chris Gayle would have been a far more better selection, in my opinion, the front man for it.
Yeah. Okay.
But I can see why they got Usain Bolt because of the Olympics, and Olympics is massive in the USA, and everyone knows Usain Bolt. Probably, if you had to do a poll in America, who's more popular, Usain Bolt or Chris Gayle? I think the answer will probably be slightly Usain Bolt, maybe 60-40. And I think that's the reason they've done it.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Ricardo Powell, the Jamaican?
No, I think Monty is hit the nail right on its head. I mean, when you look at the US diaspora in terms of cricket. Yes, we have a lot of immigrants here who follow cricket, but when you look at the platform of track and field, especially and the Olympics, Usain Bolt is a bigger name in the US and ICC. I guess they realize, okay, we have Chris Gayle on board, so mm-hmm. it's not like we're not using Chris for the World Cup, but we need some more pull. We need a bigger pull in terms of the people in America who don't necessarily follow cricket. And we want to be able to attract that crowd as well.
That pool of people, yeah.
And I think, I mean, you couldn't have gone with a better person in terms of stardom, in terms of popularity, in terms of personality.
Everybody knows
Usain Bolt. And I think with both of them together here in America, mm-hmm. it's just going to make a great scenery in terms mm-hmm. of, especially with that game in New York there, the India versus Pakistan game. If both of them are there for that game, amongst the other stars who'll be here, I think ICC probably definitely hit the nail on its head in terms of making sure that they publicize the cricket in the Americas.
Okay, I don't want to rush you guys, but we have a few more things to cover on my control room is rushing me. Ricardo Powell, do you have any, what's up with you?
On my end, I mean, I'm a little bit concerned about the fact that, yes, it's all good and well that we have an India-Pakistan game in New York. ICC built a really nice stadium, but after the World Cup, this stadium will be gone.
And
that is something that I am not really happy with. I think that the development of cricket in the US and what's happening, we need more stadiums, we need good grounds. And this temporary stadium will be removed after the World Cup. They have spent over $20-something million on the stadium. And
so you mean that they're going to literally take up the stadium after spending $20-something million, something that could have been put into the development of cricket in the USA? And then it's going to move it to go elsewhere.
Well, I think they could have spent it somewhere else where you could have improved another stadium somewhere or built an actual ground that could have sustained many years to come for cricket in the US. But it's a Grand Prix style stadium. Everything will be removed after the World Cup is finished.
Monty, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a concern, really. You ask yourself the question, £20 million spending, and then in a few weeks' time, that's going to be knocked away. That there's so much money in America that they can afford to do that. So I think, you know, this is a great opportunity for the ICC, for the Americans, you know, to kind of get closer to the game of cricket and kind of like ask yourself the question, you know, how do we expand the game afterwards? Can we get the game into the colleges, into the age groups of 11 to 15, you know, 11 to 18, get the sort of the Texas Cowboy, you know, white American to say, hey, son, here's a cricket bat. Don't play baseball.
Multi-partisized in the building.
Right? That is, if that starts happening, or Donald Trump in one of his campaigns, he goes, I tell you what, guys, I had a great day yesterday. I went to a cricket match.
Oh, my God.
I watched this great player called Virat Kohli. What a brilliant player indeed. And I tell you what, I was a Usain Bolt. What a great man he was there. That's it. We need him to do that in one of the campaigns, or even Joe Biden. Yeah. And I tell you what, cricket.
Monty, how would Joe Biden do it?
In other
Monty,
states.
Can you tell me how Joe Biden would do it? How would he do it?
Well, Joe Biden will be sort of like, he's a difficult one to do, isn't he? Like, Joe Biden will be like, well, guys, I was in New York yesterday, and it was a, brilliant baseball game. No, sorry, cricket game, man. He gets his words wrong, doesn't he? Yeah, cricket game, and it was brilliant. There was a guy, you know, hit home runs. Six. Let's get that right. Six. A lot of sixes is a young guy, Virat Kohli. A lot of sixes. Brilliant game. Bring it to the country, and I want to see more of it.
Yes. So I think we prefer the Biden version. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are Biden or Trump.
No, we're not here to.
You're closer to home than me.
We're not here to discuss.
Yeah, the producer said
wrap up. But before we wrap up, Monty, anything else you want to talk your mind on?
What else is going on? Obviously, I'm playing club cricket at Great Wychingham. We've got a big bash player playing in our team as well from Adelaide Strikers. Mm-hmm. Jake Witherall, you know, left hander. You know, whacks it everywhere. That's quite exciting. I never played in Great Witchingham, so it's in Norwich in Norfolk League, and very much a cricketing county. And I'm like, yeah, it's really good. You know, love it. Just give it a go. And I think, like we've, like you've said, and like we've, I've always, you know, we meet up in all these leagues around the world.
Yeah,
it keeps me fit. Do you know what I mean? And like, the more I stay fit, then, you know, the more chances you know, we'll get to, you know, see each other in all these leagues.
That's
around
right.
the world.
Enjoy seeing you in all the Masters and Legends.
I love it.
It's always a pleasure to meet up with you. Go ahead.
Do they have a super sub in your team, Monty?
Well, I'm trying to ask that, but no, the other day when I played last week, it was 40 overs actually in the hole. And I was, why am I playing so early then? But listen, there's one thing I don't miss about county cricket is playing in April.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
pretty
so
chilly.
Amazing.
Pretty chilly.
Guys.
Oh, yeah, I've taken up squash as well.
Oh, really?
Squash.
So you're playing golf?
Yeah, so I've become a
squash, cricket. Are you playing pickleball?
Golf.
Golf is another one. I'm gonna gradually, you know, build up. I am, you know, gonna work hard on golf. I'm gonna start playing more golf. Squash is another one. So if Ricardo wants a game in one of these,
I'm good at squash. I can challenge you on.
Bring your squash racket, mate. I'll run you around the court.
Oh my! You're gonna run around the number one fielding legend. You are saying that you're gonna run him around the court. You're gonna be clear, and that's what I just heard you say.
Oh yeah, let's not forget he did take a diving catch, and everyone's like, "Wow," you know. There he is, Ricardo Powell.
The squash.
Those fast pitch fibers are still there.
Yeah, maybe the squash might even improve that. So let's go.
Yeah. If you're a good player, man, bring your racket next time. We'll definitely have a game.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you soon in England, huh?
You guys are coming for the West Indies.
I don't know yet about that. We're just coming to England.
Let me know when you guys are around. We'll catch up.
We'll talk about Brixton.
There's a lot of really good Caribbean restaurants in Brixton.
We don't really like Caribbean food that much.
Oh, right. Okay. Whatever then. Whatever you want.
Monty, you're stereotyping, okay?
I want my Kalaloo soup, man. I love that.
You like it, guys?
Yeah, I thought I'd tell you the truth. That's why I want to go there.
Want to get some oxtail. That's it.
I want my Kalaloo soup.
And I want some brown stew fish. But other than that, I prefer some good Japanese, Italian, Indian food when I'm in London. I got to tell you. You know, I didn't even give you my British accent for this show, Monty. So don't forget to follow us on Instagram at 124 Not Out and Facebook and TikTok and IG. We're everywhere. And you can subscribe at 124 Not Out YouTube channel. And, you know, it was great having the great Monty Connoisseur on our show today. You can follow him on Instagram at Monty Connoisseur. They're telling me to lower my voice again.
Harvey Lawestian, yo man, yeah, wagwaning, my boy. Yeah, Ricardo Paul, wagwaning, brother.
We gotta check out Brixton.
Yeah,
man.
We will.
If you come during the test series, it'll be really good.
Monty, we don't want to announce publicly when we're going to be there. So tell
all right, all right. Secret.
See, now Bashka,
come in a. You know,
you talk to me like I'm Jamaican. Are you aware that I'm not Jamaican?
No, I think I always think, yeah, man, that's Masha, my Jamaican friend.
Well, I'm happy you think that way, because for many years I tried to convince people that I'm Jamaican, and apparently I did a good job convincing you. But I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. Do you know that country? Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. He said sorry. All right, guys. I want you to stay tuned for more of these episodes, these exciting episodes, right here at 124 Not Out Cricket Video Podcast with top cricketers.
And big topics.
That's right. And remember, whenever God sends you an idea, it arrives with clarity, not confusion. All right? That's a wrap.
Wow. I love Abasha quote. She always has to refer to God, doesn't she?
You've got more religious now.
You've become philosophical since the last time I saw you.
I'm spiritual.
Yeah, spiritual basha. That's another Instagram page.
Yeah, spiritual basha. Monty just gave me a new Instagram page.
Yeah.
So I have to hurry now, go set that up before you all go there and don't find me.
I know, you can't be called spiritual, man. I like the old basha. She wasn't spiritual.
Well, I like this.
This new one ain't working for me.
I like this one. You know, this new one is working for everything around us.
Good. That's good.
Monty, thank you. It's always a pleasure. We hope to see you soon. We're going to see you in London.
We'll see you soon.
100%.
We're going to let you know when we're there so you can take us up to Brixton and we're going to have a time. Yeah. And maybe you might even join us in Spain. How about that? Okay.
Yeah. I'll come to Spain.
Ibiza.
Ibiza's definitely happening this year. I'll come to Spain. It's only like an easy jet flight from Luton.
Guys, they're dropping
it. It's not that far.
Yeah. I love you guys. That's a wrap. Cheers. It's your girl, Basha. See you next time, guys. We're going to have some top cricketers. It's good. It's all going down here. If you want to see Monty Panesar, you got to come back here. Bye, guys. See ya.
Peace.